Flip, 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 Flip Weekly!
Hey, what's going on? This is Matt here from FlipWeekly.com. You're listening to the Flip Weekly podcast. This is a podcast all about reselling. We go to garage sales, thrift stores, op shops, and we try and find items that we can make some money with. Now, the reason you should be listening to this podcast is because I'm an expert. And for the past 7 days, and I'm looking at this right now, I have had $264 in eBay sales. I am making hundreds of dollars every single week with eBay, and that makes me an expert. And the items that I find, you should also be finding them, and you should be reselling them. You should be making some money. My word is gospel. So what I tell you today, you will be following it. And who knows, you might be able to make $264 a week, I guess, doing this side hustle. You know, this isn't a permanent gig. And if you want to be spending hours and hours finding items and packing them, walking to the post office, you know, paying shipping fees and making $264, of course, before eBay fees, before postage fees, before you factor in your time, your packaging materials. I mean, that number should really be maybe in profit, maybe like $100 to $150. So if you want to be making that sort of money, you should be listening to this podcast. This episode is all about finding a really good item that, you know, we go out there and we buy all this shit and then it doesn't sell or it takes forever to sell. Man, what a great intro. So for this episode, we're going to be talking about the weekend. And usually over the weekend, I go to garage sales or I'll spend some time on Facebook Marketplace and I'll just try and find a really good deal that I can profit on. I don't hit up thrift stores on the weekend. There's just way too many people there. And you get the people that I don't really like overhearing in thrift stores. You know, they walk in and they're straight away impressed or like making jokes or generally so amazed by the quote unquote weird stuff in an op shop. Like, oh my God, this thing is so weird. That thing has dirt in it. The dirt must be like 10 years old. How cool. This isn't a Kmart. This is an op shop. Wow. So I don't hit up the thrift on the weekend. The best time to hit up the thrift is during the week, and I'm not going to tell you exactly when. You will see me there. But yeah, the thrift store, no go on a weekend. So we do Marketplace. Yeah, I guess that's about it on the weekends. We do Facebook Marketplace and the garage sales. And of course, well, not of course, I was away this weekend, so I couldn't really do that. We'll get into that later. But I mean, I spent the most money I've ever spent on a Facebook Marketplace deal. I think, just thinking about that now, yeah, I think it is the most money I've ever spent on a Facebook Marketplace deal. You know, I usually try to find an item for a dollar and sell it for $100. Some in the past, you know, two podcast episodes ago, I think, or it was last week. Time is just blending together now that daylight savings has changed. It was a Bratz bundle and I paid $20 for it from somebody that had grown up with Bratz, had outgrown them, and then sold me a 50 liter storage tub full of these Bratz dolls. And I worked out the listed value and it was over $2,000. I think it was like $2,500. Just two of those dolls alone were listed up for $1,000. Oh, and here's an update. I received an offer over the weekend for them. I'll get into that later. And yeah, so we're used to doing that. We're used to finding items for a very cheap price and selling them for a lot of money. But this week it's not the opposite, but we are spending a lot of money. We have that. The items are still really fucking cool though. When I saw this listing, I was instantly in. I was like sending the message quickly. I was just committed to it. You know what I mean? I was just excited. I didn't want to lose it. But I think we should really just get into it. We should get into the segments that I usually do on this podcast, which are, of course, what I bought, what I sold, and then a question to you in secondhand opinions. So we're just going to start off with something that I found in a Lifeline thrift store for $4. It was actually sitting outside of the Lifeline thrift store, and it was sitting outside because it was a dog leash. And, you know, I'm not somebody that would usually buy a dog leash. I don't have a dog, and I am so hesitant about buying things that I have to explain to the thrift store staff, because you just know that when you take this up to the counter, they're going to ask you about your dog. I don't have a dog, so I'm going to get into that awkward back and forth. So I see this dog collar out the front, and the reason I'm drawn to it is it's not a just a regular dog collar. You know, resellers, people on YouTube, they often repeat the phrase, if you see Pokemon, you should buy Pokemon. And it's often true, but I'm going to teach you a new phrase. It is this: if you see Wallace and Gromit, buy Wallace and Gromit. If you don't know what Wallace and Gromit is, go into Google Images right now and type it in, and you will see that it's like this claymation animated... I mean, is stop motion animation? Or no, I think it's its own sort of category. Although nowadays it's probably like all fed through a computer and some of the frames are smoothed out. But Wallace and Gromit, this claymation television show from back in the day, made into a few movies. It follows Wallace, it follows Gromit, and it's a man and his dog. And they created this dog lead. And the box on this dog lead was a bit tattered, but, you know, I could still make out what it was, and I could tell that it was Wallace and Gromit from afar. I could see the $4 price tag, and I could see that it was a retractable dog lead with a torch. That's what it said on the back. And, you know, to the thrift store staff, they would have thought, well, this is a dog lead. It's nothing exciting. Let's chuck a $4 price tag on it and see what happens. But to me, I see this as a collectible for Wallace and Gromit fans. And I know that it's not this mainstream category that gets a ton of attention in the press or in, you know, marketing, or it just it's not like a Marvel situation. You know, this has a fan base that is small, but they're dedicated and they love this movie, this IP, right? So I see the box. I don't know what it's going to be inside. So I take it out. And oh my god, this thing looks so fucking cool. It is a full-on plastic dog lead featuring the dog. What's the dog? The dog is Gromit. And the handle is like the back of his head, you know. And then in front of your knuckles is Gromit's head. Like a 3D dog head, including his fucking ears that go up and over. And his dog nose, his little black button dog nose. You turn it to the side and it turns into a torch. This thing is so cool. He has the 3D eyes. It looks well made, even though it's just plastic, because he also has that retractable dog lead on the front where his tongue is. So the dog lead is sort of like his tongue. And you know how retractable dog leads work, where there has the button on the back of the handle that lets the lead go out a bit, and then you retract it down, sort of yank the fuck out that dog's neck. That's what it was. And, you know, once I took it out of the box and saw that it was like this really nice looking 3D model, I knew that a Wallace and Gromit fan would like this, because I've bought and sold a couple of Wallace and Gromit things before, and they've gone quickly. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, this is going to be worth more than $4. I didn't comp it up at all, just because it's $4, and I knew, you know, even if it doesn't go for much on eBay, I'd be able to flip this on Marketplace relatively quickly and easily. So I pick it up, and what do you know, I get to the counter and she's like, oh, what's this? And of course I'm like, oh yeah, you know, it's a dog lead. It actually looks pretty cool. And me leaning into this for, I don't know why, I must have been off my head. I'm like, yeah, take a look. Like, it's a cool little dog lead. I pull it out of the box. She's like, oh yeah, that is cute. Type of dog do you have? I'm like, oh, I don't want to get into this. I don't want to lie to you, lady. So I'm just like, oh, I don't have a dog. I'm just a fan of the show. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. I mean, she didn't say, oh, yeah, that's cool. She just like sort of nodded, oh, okay, yeah, cool. So I got that for $4. And that was actually the first thing I bought that day. And you know when you're going thrifting or you're looking for items to resell, you got a garage sale or whatever, and the very first one that you go to, you get something really cool and you like perk yourself up and you're like, oh, shit, like, all right, today's going to be that day. Today's going to be that day that we find some cool shit. You chuck it in the back seat and you're like, yep, here we go. And then you get home and that's like still the only thing on the fucking back seat. That's what this day was. But I checked out this retractable dog lead on eBay and we have some really cool comps, but the comps were sort of like cool if they were a working model. So like I said, it had the button for the dog lead that retracts and it had that light. So I needed to test both of them out. I actually tested the lead button at the thrift store and that worked, but the nose at the time didn't. And you know, I get home, I open up the battery compartment, there was none of that battery corrosion, so I chucked a battery in, it fucking works, it looks like it's in brand new condition, like it's never been attached to a dog. Like I said, the box was tattered, but the actual dog lead was in really good condition, it was working. So we check out some of those comps, and we have one that includes the box, and we have some that don't include the box. I have both, so they are sitting at over $100, at about $110. There's some recent sold comps. That was an overseas sale. And, you know, once you add on the Australia tax, you have a good sale. You could ask for a bit more. It's the penalty that you pay for living in a country like Australia, where we're a fucking island isolated from everyone else. You have to pay more for your cool shit. In terms of, like, unboxed comps, we had a couple. There's an active listing right now for $51 from the UK. You have to add on postage if you want to get that here in Australia. But that thing had fucking 37 people watching it. It was in 4 people's cart, and that was missing the nose, and the torch didn't work. So that was like a good indication that this is going to sell. Wallace and Gromit is such a nice IP that people are going to want to buy this because it's boxed, it's working, it's in great condition, and I'm not going to be asking for, you know, too much money. I don't have a dog. I don't know what a good quality dog lead goes for, but if there's a Wallace and Gromit fan out there with a dog, $100 to maybe a tiny bit more dollars, I don't think is going to be that much more than what a good quality dog lead is, right? Like, and if you're wanting to express your personality and the only way you can do that is through a fucking dog leash, then buy this dog leash and showcase it when you're taking your dog for a walk, right? Now, I have received an offer for that already. It was for $55 and I did turn it down just because, you know, I usually do free post, and selling this with free post, I would end up netting like $35, and I don't want to do that. I want to sit on this for a while, and I think it will end up selling for about $100 once everything's done. And if I bought it for $4 and shipping, this will be like 10 to 15 with my Australia Post fucking banned 2 or 3 discount, I'm going to make a decent profit, you know. So yeah, that was good. That was a good start to that thrifting day. It didn't end as a good day, but that was the only time I could really hit the thrift before the weekend. And you know, over the weekend I was, for lack of the better word, like outside of my routine, my regular routine, because like I said to you earlier, I would get up early on a Saturday, I would hit up garage sales, and then throughout the day, as I'm doing whatever I'm doing, whether I'm out, whether I'm at home, whatever the fuck I'm doing, I'm just going to open up Facebook Marketplace every now and again and just see if there's any good deals there. So on Friday, like I said, the days are blending together. Yes, I think it was Friday. I was off to my sister's place. Now, she lives about an hour from me, south, so outside of the Sydney city. Before I did that, I have to go get my fucking mom, who lives an hour and a half away from me north. And she recently broke her arm, maybe like what was it, maybe like 8 weeks ago. So she couldn't drive, right? And I've done this twice now. I've had to drive an hour and a half north to take me and my mum, then from there, like 2.5 hours south. And you can just imagine, you can just imagine, you know, I have a, I'm a calm person, right? You know, I'm a calm person. You just imagine the, no, not the rage. Let's just say that the other drivers, well, no, they didn't get on my nerves. It's fine. Let's not get into the trip because it doesn't matter. Even though I literally drove fucking like 4 or 5 hours that day and we hit traffic we hit traffic. I was about to hit something else. No. So I get to my sister's place on the Friday evening, I think it was, and her birthday was on the Sunday, and, you know, I'm not doing my thing. I'm not doing garage sales. I'm not doing marketplace because, you know, my sis has two kids under two. And when you're catching up with somebody that you don't see often, you know, you're just in the moment, you're chatting, doing all that sort of bullshit. And, you know, when there's two kids under two, there's so much time spent with those kids, which I fucking love doing. But I mean, if you're trying to do any sort of work, it's impossible. And I'm sure people listening to this would be able to relate to that experience, right? Like, my little nephew is 1 year old in January, and my little niece is 2 years old in a couple of days, actually. I have to do that fucking drive, that drive which doesn't make me rage, this weekend as well. I have to pick up my mom an hour and a half south, north, drive my sister at 2.5 hours. Oh god, so much fucking driving, but it doesn't bother me. So with the kids there, it's I mean, it's a bit chaotic, but it's a love chaos, right? Chaos with love. Don't get much time to spend on your phone, really, like if you're doing Facebook Marketplace. However, I'm not a quitter, and I do like finding good things. So during the naps, during those very limited moments of like calm and serenity, I jumped on my phone and I wanted to see what was around. And, you know, because she's not in the city, she's in a suburb that probably fucking 5 years ago was farmland, right? The amount of listings that go up there, it's not that high, but you can still find some good stuff. Like there was three items from the one seller that I was literally next in line for. I messaged too late. I messaged after like maybe 45 minutes. I should have been first. It was like this vintage Mambo Loud shirt, like this 90s one. I saw that she had it up for $80. I clicked on the person's profile and could see that she was listing them up. So there was like three of them and I offered to take them all. She was like, oh, sorry, somebody, I'm in talks with somebody, but if they fall through, you're next in line. I was like, great. The Mambo Loud shirt was like the cosmic Bible, and that's like the holy grail of Mambo Loud shirts. No sold comps, no active listings on eBay, but the very last time this sold on eBay, it was like for $2,500. Like, I just missed out on this fucking shirt. It was sort of disappointing because I went all out for my sister this year for her birthday. Like, I spent like a good deal of money, and you know, my bank account was looking quite sad. So I saw this deal and I was like, oh, you know, thank you, Lord. I'm getting something back. I'm getting some good karma, right? Like, I did something nice. So the Lord is rewarding me with a vintage Mambo Loud shirt. Like, that's how it works, right? You do a good deed, you get an old shirt. So I saw that. I missed out on that. I thought, fuck, that's probably my home run that I could have had this weekend, but it wasn't. I found this listing up that had a image. I'll describe the title first and then the image. The title was Gaming Consoles .. Any Advice? And the price, non-existent. It said free. And underneath that, it said just listed, nearby 5 kilometers, and the description read, I'm cleaning out my wardrobe and have all these gaming devices I have no idea what to do with. The image is of a Nintendo 64 with its expansion pack, plus what looked to be a tub of games, the Nintendo console was the limited edition Pokemon console. So it's the blue with the Pokemon stickers or the embossed stickers, whatever the fuck they are, plus the controller which has Pokemon written on it, like the yellow Nintendo 64 controller. And I see that and I think, oh shit, you know, I message this person. What was it? It must have been like a couple of minutes after this had gone live. At first, I'm thinking, you know, this person said they have no idea what to do with these. I'm thinking, you know, sell them. Like, you're on Facebook Marketplace, sell them, you know? Like any of these listings, I know for a fact that this person is going to be inundated with messages. Absolutely inundated. Because it's a limited edition Pokemon console, which sells for good money. The person comes across as being clueless, which is not a good thing to do because people are going to take advantage of you, right? So in, you know, a few brief seconds, I'm thinking of what to write. I'm like, okay, let's come across as somebody that isn't like a fucking grifter, right? So I briefly introduced myself. I told her where I was staying. I told her where I was staying. Not that, oh, this is my place, come over. Like, I told her, you know, I'm in Denham. Nope. I told her I'm in the suburb. I actually just fucking said this. Bleep that out. Can't have that. But I told her where I was. And what do you know? I get a reply back. It had only been live for a few minutes. She replied almost instantly. One of the things that I asked her for was like, can I take a look at what else you have? Like, send through some photos. And she said yes. And then the photos didn't come through straight away. So there's minutes that pass by and there's two things I'm thinking, right? The first is obviously, well, somebody else is getting this, you know, like I'm just unlucky for this. But the second thing is she may actually be taking the photos right now, which means that nobody else has gotten these photos. You know, she's taking them right now just for me, which means that if you have a line, I'm first in line, right? Like, as fucking cringy as it sounds to say that there's a line for Facebook Marketplace, theoretically, that's what I'm thinking, okay? She ends up sending me through 8 photos. And the photos are of what could only be described as like an amazing bundle of video games. I'm not going to tell you exactly what they are yet. But when you have a listing like this on Marketplace, where you know all of these messages would be sent to her, she's going to be reviewing like maybe not hundreds, but saying hundreds is not that far-fetched, offers and messages. You have to act fast. You really do. You cannot wait. You can't spend the next 15 to 20 minutes comping everything up, making sure that you're definitely going to make a profit. You really just have to take a guess. It's really like a gamble, but a calculated gamble, because you're relying on your knowledge, right? Like, if you're sending a message about this, you should know the basics about the type of item that you're inquiring about, right? Like, don't waste people's time. So I get these 8 photos and I reply with a very, very simple question. I said, do you have a number in mind that you would be happy with? The reason I do that is because I do not want to be making a deal with somebody who instantly regrets selling their item for less than what they're happy with. Ideally, they walk away at a price that they're happy with and I get something for a price I'm happy with. I do not want to lowball people, at least anymore. I've probably done it in the past, but garage sales, Facebook Marketplace, I'm not going to be that person that lowballs. I really just can't be fucked lowballing. I want like positive energy. I don't want to get into like this back and forth with somebody that hates me because I'm going to offer like $20 for a Nintendo 64, right? So I don't hear anything from this person for a few minutes. And that sort of gave me a chance to quickly comp up some of the items. Like, I know the base value for most of the consoles. And, you know, apart from some of the Nintendo Wii games, they're all pretty much worthless. I mean, the Nintendo Wii games. What I'm saying is the Nintendo Wii games were worthless. I know that just by looking at them. That's what I'm trying to say. But some of the games, they sort of escape me. Like some of the Nintendo 64 games, they escape me. Same with like the Pokemon console. Like maybe like 5 years ago, that was something else, but now they're like jumped up in value. I didn't know whether they were like maybe $200, $300, $400, whatever. But of course, for games like Mario Kart on Nintendo 64, you know those base prices. Like you usually get like $40 to $50. But what I'm doing is I'm really looking for like a game that I don't recognize to see if it's a home run. Like, is this going to be a deal where I'm going to be like scraping by to make a profit? Like I'm going to have to sell half of it to come up in the green. And yeah, I'm comping everything up. And then I see a game on the Nintendo 64 in the photo where I recognize the art of it, but I can't really piece together why I recognize it. But and then the comps start to appear on eBay. Now this game is called StarCraft 64. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with price charting, but price charting is a website that charts the prices of all types of video games. And if you go onto price charting right now and you look at Nintendo 64 games, just the games, just like the cartridges for PAL. PAL is like the Australian European version of games. You know how like for example, DVDs have region codes, games have that sort of thing. They have PAL and NTSC, which is like American version. So let's just say the Australian version. The Australian version of this game tops the charts for most expensive Nintendo 64 PAL game right now. So I jump onto price charting right now and I can see sorting by highest to lowest on price charting, the loose price, meaning just the cartridge, has the average sale price of $578.99. That means this is the most expensive Nintendo 64 game on PAL. Like, but you know what I mean? This is the most expensive in this this stupid country of ours. In this country of ours, we have the most expensive Nintendo 64 game in this bundle. It goes in this list: StarCraft 64, most expensive. Then we have some weird titles like Snowboard Kids 2, San Francisco Rush 2049. The one after that is one I recognize, which is Conker's Bad Fur Day. Probably the most played game that I ever played on the Nintendo 64 as a kid, which is probably explains some things now with me. But yeah, StarCraft 64, the most expensive fucking game, at least loose and at least in Australia. So I see that and I'm like, all right, you know, I want this deal now because I sell this one game, that gets my money back. Everything else is profit. So I know the seller is sitting on this $500 to $600 game. And then I get a notification from the seller. She says to me that, quote unquote, a few people have been helping and said $550. Now that is in a response to me saying if they had an idea in mind. Now, just with this message that I received, a few people have been helping and said $550. I don't know who these people are that are helping her, but they totally dropped the ball. Because if they were legitimately helping, they severely underpriced what this bundle is worth. Because, like I said, that one game is worth $550, if not $600. I digest the number for a few seconds. You know, like I said, it's my sister's birthday weekend. I went all out. My bank account is looking, you know, really fucking sad. And I'm thinking, you know, $550. Then I'm just like, oh, fuck, who cares? Who cares? I reply, I could do that cash. I'm close by. I can come out now and take a look. And she agrees and provides me the address. And then from there, I'm off to do the impossible, which is find a fucking ATM in 2025, especially one that can give out over $500 in cash. Now, the fucking most annoying thing happened was I said to my mom, I said to my sis, like, I've got this marketplace deal that I'm going to go out for. It's at this suburb. It's only like 10 minutes away. And then I get from both of them, you know, mum says to Sam, is that a safe suburb? And I'm just like, oh, palm in my hand. And then Sam's like, yeah, you know, like it's just like any other suburb. And then mum's like, well, make sure you text us like when you get there. And I'm like, I do this like every single day. Like, this isn't a big deal. You know, I haven't had a single problem yet. And then Sam's like, what's the address? And I'm like, oh, fuck. She's wanting the address so that, you know, if anything happens to me, I guess, retrieve my body. But they say that to me. You know, I'm thinking it's ridiculous. And I start the drive out there. It's not that far. I stop at a 7-Eleven to check if there's an ATM. There's no ATM in there, of course, my fucking luck. And when I go up to the cash register to say, like, can I get cash out? Like, yeah. And I'm like, what's the max? And the dude's like, $70. And I'm like, why the fuck is it $70? What an odd amount. Like, you're going to give me a $50 note and a $20 note? I've had such random encounters in 7-Eleven when it comes to getting cash out. I don't think they're consistent. I think it's whatever the person behind the counter really feels like offering, because I've gotten more than that out before. I've been told less than that too, especially, you know, when you get fuel or you buy something else, it fluctuates. So I don't really know what the max is with 7-Eleven. So I left that place. I went to this little village and I just looked around for an ATM and eventually found one, paid like the fucking $1 million in ATM fees, got my $550, and I was on my way to this person's house. Now, because Mum and Sam were having this conversation about my ultimate demise, that I was driving to my death, when I got there, I have to admit it was playing in my mind. Right? Like, I saw a swing set out the front. I saw, like, you know, this looks fine. Like, if I'm murdered here, I'm murdered in, like, what looks to be a decent suburb. And when I'm walking up to the house, this lady walks out and she's like, hey, you know, like, hot day today. And I'm like, yeah, 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 whatever. And I get closer and closer and she's like, come on in. And I'm like, I start walking towards the door and I catch, like, this massive whiff of smoke, like cigarette smoke. I'm telling you, I profiled this house. Whether or not you agree, it's probably a bad thing to be doing. So I profile these people and I think, you know, if they're okay with smoking inside, they're okay with hiding a body inside. So I'm like, yeah, are you right to bring it out to me? And she's like, oh, you don't want to come in? And I'm like, no, it's okay. This entire time, I'm thinking like, well, my wallet's in my back pocket. I have $550 in cash. If I walk through this door, I'm going to get my head beaten in, right? So I wait outside, half expecting like a bunch of blokes to come out and start beating me to death. No, what happens is this nice lady comes out with a bag and her like three kids come out holding bags too, all carrying these consoles and video games. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, like, that looks heavy, let me take this off you. Get into a nice conversation. It's been not hiding, but it's been sitting in this woman's wardrobe for years now, and she said she just didn't know what to do with it. She was like, I was thinking about trading it in, but I didn't know where to start. I just want it gone, you know, I want my wardrobe back. I said, that's cool, that's fine. I said, you know, have you got many messages? And she was like, oh my God. In the past hour alone, over 50 messages from people. And you wouldn't believe it. When I was driving out to her, she sent me a message saying, you're lucky I'm nice and not a dodgy person. I just got offered $1,000. So somebody had offered her $1,000 as I was driving out there. And she told me that they were saying to her, like, blow him off and accept my money. And this person had, you know, she was a nice person. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, she was a nice person. She would not murder me. So it was a legitimate deal. And I got everything, chucked in the car. That was it. Deal was done. I paid a $550 in cash and I got five bags worth of video games. So I bring it home and I immediately dump it in the kitchen because the kids are awake. It's like, it's dinner time. It's time to like help out a bit. So I do whatever I can to help out and I don't touch any of the video games, nor do I get any comments like, I'm glad you're alive, or I'm glad you made it, or I'm sorry for putting that in your fucking head. But I leave them until after the kids are in bed, and I start to go through everything and I comp it all out. So here's what I have: 12 Nintendo 64 games. I have one SNES game. I have 3 Game Boy games, 9 Wii games, a PlayStation Vita, a SNES Mini, an Xbox 360, a Wii U, a Nintendo 64 Pokemon console, and 2 Nintendo 64 controllers. So that's a decent haul for $550, considering we know that one of those games sells for between $500 to $600. Of the rest of the games, they are decent games. Like, we're not talking about, what's the cheapest Nintendo 64 game? Like WCW, NWO, or I don't know, whatever one of the cheapest games are. The number two game, wait, here's the three top ones. Number one is StarCraft. That's the one I was talking about before, $500 to $600. The number two game is called Rocket Robot on Wheels. That has a really good sell-through rate. There's not many here in Australia, and that sells for $160 plus postage. Number three is a game called Gex 3. It's like a gecko game, I guess. Gex is a nickname. Gex 3 Deep Cover Gecko, and that sells for $140 plus post. So you could basically assume $150 for both of these games, $300 in total, plus the StarCraft, and that's $800 just on the top three games alone. Now, in terms of the consoles, we have the regular Wii. That's not really worth that much. You can't give it away. The games that came with it were pretty generic. There was a couple of Ben 10. There were some Skylanders. There was like the big beach game or whatever the fuck that is. They're not really worth that much. And even if I bundled them up together, I don't have any controllers that came with it. So I'd be lucky to get, honestly, on Marketplace, probably $20. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that. And I haven't factored the Wii into the total of everything, right? So the Xbox 360, it's nothing special. It's 120 gig. They sell on eBay for about $80, and that's including postage. So that, you know, it's whatever. It will probably go up when I get around to it. It's not going to bring them that much money, but it's a part of the deal, so we have it. But the Nintendo 64 Pokemon console, that is a winner. So is the Wii U and the PlayStation Vita, because despite being sort of old technology, they still can fetch a bit of money. And, you know, when we're talking about the Wii U, you can get about $200 for that on eBay. And in terms of the PlayStation Vita, I've seen sold comps being very, very close to $300. I think depending on the day, $200 to $300 for that PlayStation Vita. I opened it up too, expecting like a really cool game, and there was a game inside of it, which was FIFA, so a shit game. So about, I mean, if we just average that, $250 and $200, about $450 in consoles. The Pokemon console is the console, the Pokemon controller, that sells for $420 plus postage. And what was cool was the console that I had actually came with the expansion pack, which sells by itself for about $100. So there's another $500 just there. So adding all of that up, plus all of the other miscellaneous things like the Game Boy games, the random shit that came with it. I mean, there's a lot there. It's a bit of work too, a bit of listing, a bit of photographing and cleaning too. How much does that all add up to? And it's a decent amount. We have a grand total of $2,504.90. Now look, if you listen 2 weeks ago, it's not like the Bratz dolls, right? Like, I paid just $20 for that and there was $2,500 worth of value. But it's still okay. It's still okay, because $550 into $2,500 is still pretty decent, because I worked out that after like cost of goods, eBay fees, post, any other associated fees, I should make in profit around $1,300. And considering like video games are fast movers and we're coming up to Christmas time, we should be okay. And yeah, I mean, it's good. And The grand total doesn't include the Wii or the Wii games. It doesn't include the SNES Mini either because it's missing a cable. I can't tell if it works or not. But if that works, I can get between $100 to $200 on that. So that's a good deal. And yeah, I mean, happy days, right? Oh, by the way, as I was driving out to get this deal, another bit of karma, I got an offer on the Bratz doll, the $1,000 listing that I had up. And that offer was for $700 shipping to Canada. I declined it though, just because it has like hundreds of views, 20 plus people watching it. And I think it will sell for the full amount eventually. So I turned down $700 because, you know, after $700 on eBay, the fees and stuff, it eats into it. It turns into like $500. And, you know, there's a big difference between $500 and $1,000. So turn that down. But yeah, I mean, that was a good day. I did my good deed with my sister for her birthday. I got rewarded with this fucking gaming bundle. I couldn't be happier. I did think at one point in time when I was driving home, I could just list this up for $1,000 and try and get that person that offered her $1,000 to take the bundle now and go for like a quick flip from like $500 to $1,000, make $500 profit that like lazy weekend day. I decided against it just because, you know, I'd be losing $800. But yeah, really, really cool. Really happy with that. And that really covers most of what I bought for the week. I did end up getting to a thrift store just to see what was there. I did a quick visit and, you know, I found some cool shit. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to talk too much about it. I found three VHSs. They were all a part of a series, television animated show called Aeon Flux. I think that's how it's pronounced. Aeon Flux. I paid $13 for those and they're listed up for $100 with multiple people watching already. So they should sell 13 into 100. The other thing I found was a Margaret Court signed autobiography. Didn't pay that much, a couple of bucks, listed it for $50. I didn't realize that Margaret Court though was the tennis player that has said some controversial things. So who knows if that will end up selling, but at least it's a signed book, which was cool. I also found this really old toy, this 1976 Happy Days carded figure of a character called Potsy. I paid like $7 for it. I listed it up for $100. On Marketplace, it's going crazy. Hundreds of views, hundreds of saves. Maybe not hundreds of saves. Let me just check that for you now. And because it sounds like my numbers are going to be wrong. I'm just going to check that now in real time so I can... I have it up for $50 on Marketplace, $100 on eBay. And that has... Okay, I must have deleted and relisted it on Marketplace because it only has 39 clicks. So tell a lie then. sounds bad now. But anyway, that's what I bought for this week. And let's just jump into what I sold. All right, what have we sold this week? Now, you saw you heard me say that we made something like $274 this week. Sorry, I was overestimating how much we made. We made $264.59, so there aren't going to be that many items here, but we did have a banger sale to start off the week. Look, this is something that I didn't actually feature at all in the poddy or in the newsletter because we just had so much going on in the past, so I guess it didn't make the cut. But I was in a thrift store and I came across this $2 Royal Caribbean cruise ship. It was one of those resin models that I've talked about before in the Flip Weekly newsletter, flipweekly.com. You can see all the photos, by the way, of this week on flipweekly.com. But it was just a model cruise ship. It was like 30 centimeters long. They come in all different shapes and sizes for all of these different cruise ships. And for some reason, they sell and they sell well. People pay a lot of money for these fucking things. I don't know why, whether they put it on a shelf or they use it as like a memento of a cruise that they've been on in the past. They look like they're not worth money. A lot of people think that they're not worth money. And I know that for a fact. I know for a fact this one was on its way to the tip because as I was checking out, each staff member in this fucking store came up and made a comment about it. You know, as I'm walking to the checkout, I hear somebody say to another staff member, like, I just put this out. And then somebody else said, oh, no one out the back thought it would be bought, that they were going to throw it in the bin. Like, the person that was described as a quote-unquote expert pricer, they literally said expert pricer. I'm not kidding. That's what they were referred to as. That person wanted it thrown in the bin. And of course, when I mentioned that, like, you know, I have to fucking feign interest in these bullshit items when I'm buying them, because they always ask. They always ask about these fucking things. Like, I had to mention, you know, it's a cool item. And then you get the half-joking sort of suggestions and the replies of, like, oh, should I add a zero onto the price then? Like, oh, fucking hilarious, right? So I buy that thing for $2, and that was back on the 29th of last month. And it sold this week for $99.95 plus postage. And that was a 17-day sell-through rate. So $2 into $100 plus postage, that's a good find. And like the expert prices said, they're usually thrown out. So if you can find them, go and grab them. Now, the next sort of like four sales, they're not exactly huge scores, but something weird was happening this week with fucking Pokemon plush. Like, I've had these Pokemon plush for so long, and then all of a sudden this week, they're all gone out the door. I had four of them. I'm not fucking kidding. Four of them sell. One of them has been sitting on my eBay since December 2024, when I guess I was like a bit loose with what I picked up. And I followed that see a Pokemon, buy a Pokemon thing. So they're all plush toys. There was four that sold. Ironically, the one that sold the most was a keychain. So the smallest one. That's over $40. It was a Togepi. We also have a Pokemon Pikachu holding an apple. And we have a Yampa. And we also have a... what was the other one? It was a Grookey. So I really only know two of those Pokemon. I know Pikachu and Togepi. I don't know who the other Pokemon are. But yeah, they're all out the door. Actually, one person bought that Yampa. No, the Grookey, sorry. These are all fucking weird names, so you're probably like, what is he talking about? But the Grookey is a Pokemon. It was a Build-A-Bear. I had it listed on Marketplace for $30. I had it on eBay for $70. It just sat there for ages, and somebody came around today. It was listed for $30. They said they were coming. They came, and as they're like talking to me, they pull out their wallet and they say, do you have change? Because I only have a $50 note and a $20 note. Now, this person didn't seem like a hustler to me, you know, like pulling out a 50 and a 20. You know, like, they just didn't seem like a hustler, but expecting somebody on Facebook Marketplace to have change is a really great way to, like, lose money. Like, somebody else would have said, just give me the fucking 50, right? Like, I should have said, just give me the 50. Instead, I said, just give me the $20. I don't care. Give me the 20, whatever. It's $10. I'll take it. It's one less thing in the house. But who are these people expecting change from Marketplace? Like, it's that not many people carry around cash anymore, so don't expect people to have change. Show up with the right amount, or pay via like PayID or bank transfer or whatever one of those fucking things are. Pay any other way besides expecting fucking change. So that happened. I sold all those Pokemon plush, four of them, and I don't know why all of them went out the door. Is there something going on with Pokemon that I don't know about? Is there like a comeback or a reason why Pokemon plush would be so popular? The Togepi sort of looks like, because it's on a keychain, it sort of looks like the viral Labubus. So maybe this person wanted like that fashion statement of a Labubu, but hated Labubu, so wanted a Pokemon Togepi. I don't fucking know. But yeah, those Pokemon plush sold. Would I buy another Pokemon plush? No, not unless it sold for like over $100. And even then, I don't know. There's so many variations that it's hard to find one that is consistently selling for like that over $100 price. I see Pokemon all the fucking time in thrift stores, in their plush sections. Whether or not they're real or fake, I leave them behind. I don't think I've listed up a Pokemon plush in like the past, for this entire fucking year, actually. That said, I don't know if I've listed up a plush this year, or if I have, it's not currently being stored here, so it must have sold pretty much instantly. But actually, I have picked up a plush. I've picked up like a puppet, that Raigadu doll, that sold pretty much instantly. So I don't know. I'm not buying Pokemon plush. You can, because you can get good returns. Like, all of these sold for like $30 to $40, and they're all bought for like $1, $2. So you do get that return, but you're just going to be sitting on it for a while, because I've fucking, in that time frame, I've moved house, I've like got a new furniture, and yet I still have this exact same plush toy. So yeah, they're going to take a while to sell. There's a few other sales. We have some Charmed cards. There's some trading cards for Charms that I bought for $3, sold them for $50. I just thought they were cool. I'd never seen Charmed trading cards. I don't know who's buying Charmed trading cards. You'd buy the trading cards and have no one to fucking trade with, right? Like, I don't know if it's that popular anymore. I know that you can buy the DVD box set. Not the box set. It's like the Book of Shadows DVD set. Like, my sister loved this show, so I know all these fucking terms. Like, the Book of Shadows is what solves all these crimes every single episode. I mean, I watched this show with my sister and I hated it because it was repetitive. It had the same ending, and the only difference throughout the show was like, oh, is it going to be like a demon? Is it going to be like a witch? What type of villain is it going to be? It's going to be like maybe some interpersonal drama between the three sisters that are the protagonists. But no matter what it is, the end of the episode is going to be these cunts holding hands and chanting a spell, and then the evil just vanishes. They read a book out of this. They read a book. They read a spell out of this fucking Book of Shadows, and they win the day. Like, just so fucking boring. But it still has a pretty hardcore fan base, so I was able to sell those trading cards for $50. Bought them for $3. Can't really complain. Yeah, like I said, we have some more sales. They're all so low value that I really don't want to get into them with. We didn't make much money this week. But if we move on to secondhand opinions real quick, I want to ask you a question. And that is only because I spent the most money I've ever spent on a Facebook Marketplace deal this week. I spent over $500. And I treat this purely as like a side hustle. So that's a decent amount of money to be spending on like a hobby, right? So out of sheer curiosity, I want to know from you what the most amount of money you've ever spent on a single deal is. On flipweekly.com, you can vote in the poll. I have multiple options there. They all go up to around $1,000, 100 to 200, 2 to 5, 5 into 1,000, or more. And if it's more, if you've spent more than $500 on a single fucking deal, you are obliged to tell me, because I want to know what it is. I want to know what you expected to sell it for. If it's sold, what your profit margin is. Please get in touch. I would love to hear it. Now, that's all I've got for you this week. Make sure you check out Flip Weekly on social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. Go to flipweekly.com to see all the photos from this week's episode. Subscribe to the newsletter if you haven't already. There's not going to be a watch party after this episode, I'm sorry to say, even though my YouTube recommendations are all train related. And that's it. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you again next week.
Flip, 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 flip,